When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I'm John Batchelor with the author Richard Snow. His new book is a naval mystery, Sailing the Graveyard Sea, The Deathly Voyage of the Summers, the U.S. Navy's Only Mutiny, and the Trial That Gripped the Nation. Spencer, 18 years old. Cromwell, 30 years old. Small, indeterminate, or dead. The Navy holds what is an inquiry, not a court-martial, an inquiry into these events beginning in January. And one very famous author, Richard Dana, who will later on become a very prominent name during the Civil War. He's already famous because he's written 2 years before The Mast, which is an astonishing good seller in America at the time. He writes brilliant prose. He goes on board the USS North Carolina. No, just the North Carolina. They don't use USS yet. He goes on the North Carolina, where the hearing is being held. And Dana is partial to Mackenzie. What does he write, Richard, to favor Mackenzie?
He is with Mackenzie right along. He says what everybody was saying about Mackenzie in the beginning, before the more facts began to come out, that he's a gentle, more honorable man. Never drew breath on the quarter deck of an American ship. That he is saintly and is sagacious and infinitely wise. Dana's for him all the way through and thinks that anybody who isn't is sort of scoundrel. And he remains deeply loyal to. The two men had no connection, but he was. He was recognized as an expert on maritime affairs, and it meant something that he was sure that Mackenzie had behaved properly at every moment.
The inquiry is headed up by Commodore Stewart of Old Ironsides, and the prosecutor, or the representative of the court, is Ogden Hoffman, an attorney at the time. This is not a court-martial. It's not a coroner's investigation. The crime took place, or the actions took place at the sea. There's some confusion as to how this should go forward. Right before the inquiry finishes, Mackenzie brings forward his explanation for what happened. There are six items he mentions. I was convinced that Spencer was plotting to take over the ship and murder me and my crew. We were uncertain about the events, and we didn't have time to do a full investigation. We were at sea. We were exhausted from having to stay up all night and guard the whole ship from the unknown conspirators. There might have been a storm that would have overwhelmed us. We'd need the crew, and we would have lost the ship. It was too small to make fast the prisoners. Eventually, there were seven of them, in addition to the earlier three. And I felt that the execution would stop the mutiny. There was no mutiny defined that I can read, Richard, but that was his excuse at the time.
Yes.
The Court of Inquiry says that he's done right. Did they bless him? It's not a court martial. It's just an inquiry. Do they say, we understand, and submit the record? Is that what happens?
Yes. They said that he had behaved honorably and with justifiable audacity, And that's, but that was, but it meant nothing in a way. It was just really a series of suggestions of what they felt about it. What they could not do anything punitive.
Right.
But that's why, rather surprisingly, Captain McKenzie was wild to get a real court-martial which could pass judgment on him. And he was wild to do that because Philip Spencer's terrifying father, John Spencer, had met up with Seaman Small's wife, Margaret, and they were pushing very, very hard to get them in front of a civil judge in a New York City courtroom where they felt that a bunch of people in uniforms hanging a group of people would not sit as well with a jury of general New Yorkers as it would with their naval colleagues. And they were pushing for that. So McKenzie was able to get the court-martial started fairly early.
Yeah,
and
February 2nd to March 31st is the court martial.
Yes, and he got so he never did have to go in front of a bunch of New Yorkers.
And the court martial itself is surprisingly filled with irregular events, including McKenzie being absent 3 days and then producing a strange record of what Spencer said to him the day of the execution, and the court is being supervised by three famous captains, Downs of the Barbary Shore, Turner of the Lake Erie, and Reed of the Guerriere, the capture during the War of 1812. So McKenzie emerges from this honorable and heroic, having rescued all these boys from the hands of the murdering Spencer. That was the verdict at the time. Is that correct, Richard?
Well, that's how they started. Yeah. They were going to acquit him honorably. But at this point, President Tyler intervened, and he couldn't change the verdict. He couldn't, but he was damned if he wanted to say that this was an honorable action. He felt that McKenzie should have been hanged as a murderer.
I reckon.
And so the president stepped in, and that took a lot of the wind out of McKenzie's sails. I mean, he was going to live. He wasn't going to be tried for murder or anything. But he was a few days
right
before that came through. He'd asked a friend of his, the poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, if he didn't want to write an epic poem about
the mutiny
and McKenzie's role in it. After that, he really never discussed it again.
I recommend Sailing the Graveyard Sea for you to be the jury yourself and decide whether McKenzie was correct or not in his decision. The Deathly Voyage of the Summers, the U.S. Navy's only mutiny, the trial that gripped the nation. Richard Snow is the author. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,